But first, we like to do this from time to time. Put our finger on the pulse of the collectibles world. Let's welcome into the studio Shorty DeFazio, our memorabilia expert.
Hey. What's happening, guys?
Hey, Shorty, how are you?
How you guys doing? You know, I have the store. It's up in the Northeast. And, guys, I wish I didn't come in here bearing such bad news. I'm a bearer of bad news. Well, I'm having to close down the shop there in the Northeast.
Oh, no.
Why?
It was just, it was old and small, and it just had seen its better days, and, you know. So we opened up a huge, nice, newer store across town.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good news. Yeah. That's good news.
We opened up across town from the one section of the Northeast where we used to be in. So,
okay.
So yeah, it's new. It's huge. We got a coffee bar in
a
it.
What?
A coffee bar in it.
Okay.
And, you know, which is unfortunate, actually, because, we hadn't really thought it through. And putting the coffee bar in and everything, it's certainly regrettable now after the mishap we had with the double espresso and the only known copy of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wasn't thinking it through. And but anyway, so that knocked that valuation down by like 98%, I think. But it's great. A great store. We got free froyo.
Froyo.
And cash grab machine for the kids. Everyone loves that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody loves going in there for 2 minutes, getting humiliated, and coming out with a dollar. But we even have a two-lane bowling alley in there right now.
Wow.
That, unfortunately, we had built right next to the Ming Vase and Fabergé egg collection.
Dangerous decision, Coach.
Yeah, you know, insurance paid out 50% on it. So, you know what you going to do?
Sometimes
you don't think things through, right? Learned an expensive lesson on product placement, right?
Yeah, it's all about product placement.
You're not doing the online thing yet, are you? You haven't come around to that?
No, we still haven't done that. I mainly just promote the items here on your show. Or you can, of course, come up to the store. You guys ought to visit. We're at number 34th Street.
Huh. What town?
To the left of the convenience store, right off the frontage road of the Northeast.
Okay.
And so come on out and see us.
Great.
I brought a few items.
Oh, look at this.
What do you got? A whole box of them over there.
Yeah, this is a series of new 58-ounce Dan Campbell signature coffee mugs. He goes through like 12 of these a day.
Yeah. Big mugs.
Yeah, $100 each, but they are authenticated by Barry Sanders and Megatron.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. How about this? The drone that did the famous long shot from the Cowboys Hard Knocks camp.
Yeah, that was cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. And it's authenticated by Conrad Hallstattler, who is, that's the name. It's hard to read here.
Yeah,
where he signed
something
it.
Like that.
One
yeah.
of our greatest Shot guests ever.
Yeah. He authenticated it there. That's $100 there. How about this for fans of the Cowboys? The wetsuit worn by Dave Campo during the infamous 2001 team building trip to the SeaWorld in San Antonio.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is the one where Campo, he used this to swim with the orcas.
The what?
The orcas.
Oh, the killer whales?
Yeah, the killer whales. This is signed by Dave Campo and backup quarterback Clint Sterner.
Okay, You may get something for that here in Dallas. It's unusual.
Yeah, it's $500 there. By the way, I also have the stuffed orca in my shop in the Northeast. Yeah, it didn't make it. Yeah, it's a bad deal there. It's displayed up there on the wall along with a copy of Blackfish, the documentary.
It takes up a lot of room.
Yeah. Okay, this is probably one of the most expensive and nice items that I got here.
Look there.
This is the actual pair of scissors that were pulled out of Everett McIver's neck like Excalibur.
Okay.
$16,000.
Who would want those?
Yeah. So dark.
Hey, speaking of, Michael Irvin's mink coat is up for auction again, the one he wore to court. From the whole Dennis Padini thing.
Yeah.
Still got a bag of cocaine here in the breast pocket, too.
Oh, wow.
$5,000.
I think that's illegal.
$5,000. Yeah. $3,000 of that is just the street value of the cocaine. Speaking of mink coats, Larry Lacewell's mink coat from the Victorian dress-up party he held with Jimmy and Jerry and Barry back in the day.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. How about this? Anybody hungry?
Sure.
The actual quesadillas the guy in the silver Hyundai was trying to deliver when he was plowed into by failed NFL owner Jerry Jones.
Wow.
It's $25.
How did you get those?
I've also got the guy's front bumper signed by Jerry.
Okay.
Huh. And the bottle of Johnny Walker Blue from Jerry's passenger seat that only survived because it was strapped in with a seatbelt.
Oh, man.
Jerry's very protective of
unopened,
alcohol.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, unopened.
Yeah.
That's a $1,000 item. And how about this? I can't tell you how it came into my possession, but Jimmy Johnson's Ring of Honor name placard recently came into my possession by the man who said he had once intended to use it, but said now it will never be used and I can sell it.
Oh, whoa. No.
A must-have for cowboy fans.
Wow.
It's $5,000, but that's negotiable.
Okay.
And finally,
uh-oh.
D.B. Cooper's panties, the actual ones he soiled as he was standing on the app stand. $10,000!
Hey!
Could help solve the mystery.
Items.
Full of DNA!
Oh, okay. There he goes. Shorty DeFazio.